Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
So I'm looking over there. I was told that when Donald Trump became president, he was just going to hand Eastern Europe off to Vladimir Putin, right? Ukraine was history. It was gone. And it turns out, actually, not a whole lot happened there. But now here we are a few months into the Biden administration, and it looks a whole lot like the middle of the Obama-Biden administration. James J. Carafano of Heritage Foundation continues with us. What is happening here as we see a very legitimate and menacing troop buildup from Russia right on the border of Ukraine?
Well, look, I don't think we know what's happening, but I think that's because I don't think Putin has decided. Putin is, he's not reckless, but he's not risk averse. He's willing to take some risks, and oftentimes he will do these things, and he'll just feel and see, how far is it going to get him. So I don't think people right now think there's going to be a military invasion, but certainly Putin was really intent on kind of pushing his thumb in Europe and Biden's face and then seeing what to get out of it. So far the U.S. response to be is, well, let's have a summit and talk about this, which to me seems remarkably weak. You just called the guy a killer. Now you want to go have tea with him, and we know how that turns out. And what are you going to talk about? What are you going to negotiate? So, the Biden administration with both Russia and China clings to this compete where we must, cooperate where we can mantra, even though in all the vital issues, Russia and China don't want to cooperate with the United States. So remains to be seen how Putin leverages this to his advantage. Let's be clear. Let's be extremely clear. The Biden team here is being reactive, not proactive. And part of the reason they're being reactive is not just because they're warping back to old Obama policies, no matter what. They're fixated on an agenda to transform America, pass H.R. 1, federal takeover of elections, infrastructure bill, trillions of dollars in investment, growing government. That's their priority, and they're trying to push everything else to the back burner. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they all see that. They're all seeing how can they leverage that. Yeah. And what we see from the Biden administration, whether it's the border or Russia or China, is they're reacting now. They're not proactive.
Am I wrong in saying it seems like, in retrospect, the foreign policy that the Biden campaign ran on was the rest of the world will like us again, which, number one, isn't a foreign policy, and number two, isn't necessarily a goal that we should be looking for in foreign policy, is it?
Look, I think what they want to do is go back to the Obama policies. If you remember Biden, Obama famously said, let's do a little nation building right here at home. It's like disengage and focus on the domestic agenda. And Biden has doubled down on that, I think, in partly because they think because of the distraction of COVID and the pressure to recover from COVID, that people will let them do all this stuff domestically and that they simply have to ignore all the other stuff to get all this stuff done, stuff that Obama could have only got in his dreams. But here's their problem. Foreign policy is not ignoring them, and they do have to deal with the border. They do have to deal with the Russians and the Chinese. And the other thing is, look, the economy is going to recover anyway. And as jobs come back and as people get to work and as the economy comes back, the pressure that we have to do all this massive tax increases, government takeover of everything, that's gonna wane. So actually, political, partisan stalemate in the legislative agenda helps. And Biden needs to spend a lot more attention on foreign policy, and really needs to give up on these mad dreams of just transforming all of America to look like little Obama world.
Yeah, well, that would be nice if they took that advice, but I doubt they will. Real fast, James Carafano, when you look at the world map, are you don't seem too concerned about this whole Russia-Ukraine thing. You make it sound like it's pretty much just Putin just sort of messing around, flexing about to see what happens. Are you more concerned about China and Taiwan?
No, I'm more concerned about the Middle East. I still think the Middle East is the area where we could see the biggest strategic setbacks the quickest.
Ooh.
I really do. I don't think China's going to move on Taiwan in the next 5 minutes.
Well, no,
I do really, really worry about the Middle East.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on it, and we'll have you back as things develop. Always good to talk with you. I always feel smarter at the end of the conversation. Jim Carafano, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my friend.